Nolte, Media Fail, Majority Believe Cheating Affected 2020 Election Results. By John Nolte on April 15, 2021. Those looking for more proof of just how little influence the corporate media have need only look at the fact that a majority, 51%, believe cheating affected the outcome of the 2020 election. One of the few remaining reputable pollsters out there is Rasmussen. All media pollsters, including Fox News, have been exposed as fakes and frauds, but Rasmussen has consistently gotten it right, and here's what it found. A majority, 51%, of voters believe it is likely that cheating affected the outcome of the 2020 presidential election, including 35% who say it's very likely cheating affected the election. 74% of Republicans believe it is likely last year's presidential election was affected by cheating, a view shared by 30% of Democrats and 51% of voters not affiliated with either major party. And this is why a whopping 75% back voter ID. Why 75% consider voter ID necessary for a fair and secure election process. This includes black voters, who back voter ID by a wide margin of 64-22%. Hispanics back voter ID by an even wider margin of 78-16%. But back to that 51%. As we are seeing again and again and again, no matter how hard the media coordinate their propaganda campaigns. And when I say media, I mean all the corporate media in an across-the-board pile-on, they just can't seem to move the needle. For example, Donald Trump only just barely lost the Electoral College in 2020. And as we can see from this poll, a majority appear to believe he was the victim of cheating. Gun control is going nowhere, and now, despite thousands of hours of demanding people believe otherwise, a majority still believe cheating affected the 2020 election. This says an awful lot about the common sense and decency of the American people. Billions, literally billions, of corporate dollars are spent on this propaganda campaign every week, and it still failed. Just look at all the effort, time, talking points, shaming, intimidation, and money the corporate media have poured into convincing the American people the 2020 election was totally on the up and up. Nope, no cheating here. And anyone who believes there was cheating is an un-American and a rabid and racist conspiracy theorist. And here are all of our experts and their expertise to prove there was no cheating, so shut up or you will be blacklisted. And it's not only not working, but Trump didn't receive 51% of the vote. And 51% still say cheating affected the election. Trump sure as hell didn't receive 30% support from Democrats. And 30% of Democrats agree cheating affected the outcome. There's nothing we can do about a dishonest and malicious media cult backed by billions of corporate dollars and an enforcement system that denies access to any outside thinkers and destroys insiders who dare color outside the lines. Well, we can do one thing. Stop watching, listening, and reading. The media serve no purpose other than to depress and misinform. Put them on ignore. Nothing could be healthier for our country or our own personal peace of mind than ignoring the media. Hey, when it comes to their lies about voter fraud, 51% already have stopped listening to the serial lying media. Good grief, tens of millions of unsolicited ballots were mailed out in swing states. We're not stupid. How great is that? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.